This is Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville, a show dedicated to music created and performed here in the Tennessee Valley. I'm your host tonight, JQ. Coming up, live performances from the No Huntsville stage. Will and CJ from the Will River Band drop by to share their thoughts on our local music scene.
The Tennessee Valley definitely has a sound. There's a sound that exists here. There's a sound that exists in Huntsville. And there's so many just awesome musicians here.
We'll hear from people attending last week's Cigar Box Festival at the Flying Monkey about why and where they see live music.
My family goes to Nashville or Birmingham at least once a quarter to see a band that doesn't come to our town. And that's money that could remain in our town for our community.
Spice Radio tells us about upcoming shows and has a visit with the Antanana Trio from Japan. An hour of great Tennessee Valley music and interviews is next, right after this news update. This is Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville. Thanks for tuning in. I'm JQ. Tonight, we have interviews with Will River Band, Antanana Trio, and our public microphone gives a voice to the music fans attending last week's Cigar Box Festival. We'll also get a preview of some upcoming shows. But let's start with a selection of live performances from the No Huntsville stage.
You're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, our weekly spotlight on original music being created and performed right here in the Tennessee Valley. This is Tom with No Huntsville, and I'm extremely excited to play some original music from Huntsville area bands like Tony Perdue, Radiotron, and Impossible Machine. But let's start things off with a track called Montana from Huntsville's very own Bueno Bueno.
Thank you.
You're listening to original music on Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.
Thank you.
That was some face-melting stoner rock on their self-titled track from Impossible Machine. At the top of our playlist was Bueno Bueno with their song Montana. Then we went with Tony Perdue on his twangy space journey called It Draws Me In, followed by Radiotron's jam titled Talk. If you enjoyed those bands, you can find full live performances at nohuntsville.com. You can find more information about the music you're hearing and a podcast of tonight's show on WLRH.org. Then look under the Programs tab for Valley Sounds. You can find more information about Valley Sounds on WLRH's and my show's No Huntsville's Facebook pages.
This is Valley Sounds, a weekly show dedicated to music created and performed here in the Tennessee Valley. Tune us in every Saturday night at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Brett Tannehill. Arts Huntsville's Concerts in the Park series continues on Monday in Big Spring Park with performances by Rocket City Latin Band and the Will River Band. Will and CJ from Will River Band sat down with us to talk about what it's like to start your own band. Will says it's important to get off on the right foot.
Developing the chemistry is really important.
For sure.
And I mean, you're in the rehearsal room and doing your thing, but everything kind of goes out the window the first second you step on that stage in front of a live audience. So the experience you get from playing live with the guys in your band is invaluable, and you can't substitute it for anything else. Just the energy of being in a room, the way it sounds, the people, the interaction with the people, and the pressure that, hey, this is for real. You got to put out your best right now. And it's time to dig deep and really kind of turn on the emotions. And I mean, I love playing live. There's, like I said, there's no substitute for it. There's nothing like it. And it's really at the end of the day, you know, I like rehearsing, jamming, recording, all that good stuff. But playing live in a room in front of real people is what it's all about. And it's what kind of keeps me going and why I get up every day.
How about you, CJ?
I think, like he said, it's something about that experience that's like nothing else in this world. Just the ability to, you know, communicate on a different level through music is always something that's just amazing. And like he said, when you have the energy of the crowd and you're excited about playing for people and giving them that same feeling that you have, you can't replace that. You really can't replace it. And I guess my biggest piece of advice is just enjoy yourself. That's what it's all about. It doesn't matter how many people you're performing in front of, if it's five people or 5,000 or 5 million, just enjoy yourself. Enjoy the fact that you get to do something that you love to do. And that may not be, you know, your 9-to-5 job that you get to do all day. And maybe it is. But that's, you know, it's all about enjoying what you do.
What were some of the early challenges you faced as a band? Are those some of the challenges that you're still facing? How has the challenge process evolved for you guys?
Well, Huntsville has a really, really awesome music scene and just a really awesome group of people here. Honestly, things have been really great for us in Huntsville. I've been in other cities that haven't been as welcoming, and that's never been a problem here. The people who come out to the shows are always great.
Yeah.
As far as challenges go, I mean, there's always sound issues. You know, you show up to the gig and you can't get the sound just right. I mean, that's kind of an ongoing thing. It's par for the course as far as a gigging musician. It happens.
Varies venue to venue. That's
varies right. Venue exactly. To venue. Yeah. I mean, it's always a moving target, and you just got to do your best to kind of make it sound, kind of get everything, you know, balanced and you know, the frequencies right and not, you know, have screeching feedback that's going to destroy everybody's ears, you know. But, I mean, I was going to say something I can't think of it now. But, you know, the sound thing and...
What's the hardest thing about being in a band? What's the most challenging thing?
Well, the long sets are sometimes challenging, too. I mean, when you're playing, I mean, I love it.
Just the physicality.
But when you're doing like a three and a half hours of music in a night, that can get challenging. And you get tired at the end. And like I said, you still have to dig real deep. And even though it might be, you know, 12 o'clock at night and you've already played a few hours, you still got to deliver it for the audience and for the venue. we've been playing a lot of shorter shows lately, and that's been great. And physically, that's a lot easier. But then there's also the challenge there of trying to paraphrase what you do down to, you know, less than an hour, say a 45-minute set, and really kind of get the greatest hits of the Will River Band down into a short set.
So both of you also play with the U.S. Army Materiel Command Band. Maybe you could talk a bit about your role in that band and how that sort of influences, affects, maybe even improves your musicianship in terms of other efforts like the Will River Band.
Being a musician for the Army Band is an amazing opportunity. And I think, honestly, it kind of gives us a leg up a little bit because we have kind of that ability to, you know, if we're already in a space where there's instruments set up, we're already playing so consistently, it's easy for us to say, hey, you know, Willa, come in like, hey, I got this new idea, man. Take a listen to this song. What do you think? And it's just that ability that we work in that same building and we get to do what we love 9 to 5. And then after those hours as well, it's amazing. Like, you can't replace that because those valuable hours where that inspiration strikes you at any moment, you can just go ahead and lay that down. It's an invaluable asset that we have, being able to be a part of an organization that wants us to do better, that wants us to be better musicians, that wants us to keep striving to do more. And we have the support of our command team to do those things. They're always supporting us in what we do. And of course, that doesn't come without your work responsibilities. But at the same time, you know, they're always very supportive of us being, you know, better musicians and musicians in our own right, because all of that, when we bring that to the Army Band, it just makes us all better.
How about you, Will?
Yeah, I agree with everything CJ just said. And what's great about the Army Band is how diverse we are. We do a lot of different styles of music. And so that's really great because it allows you to kind of work out your musical chops in different ways. I know sometimes playing in an original band, you can kind of get stuck into a specific genre. I don't want to say really a rut, but you kind of get on the path that you're on and you kind of just go into that path. And I think that shows in our live show outside of the AMC band when we play with Will River Band, and we can kind of bring in different influences that we're being, you know, kind of fed, you know, our day job from these different pieces that we have to learn.
There's a lot of excitement right now about Huntsville's local music audit that's going on as the city takes stock of its music industry resources. And that's something we'll be covering a lot here on Valley Sounds in the coming weeks. But for Will and CJ, what is one thing that each of you would like to see happen to help Huntsville's music scene grow? What do you think that it needs? And you only get one thing.
That's a tough one because, like I said, I think the scene here is great. There's lots of venues to play. I mean, sure, always a couple more venues would be great.
Resources. Yeah. Resources to connect folks.
Yeah, I mean, I think the resources are there. I think they just need to be developed more.
CJ?
I think for me, which it was a conversation I was just having with someone recently, as awesome as the music scene has been here, as great as it has been for us, I think the biggest thing for me is just seeing more diversity in the music scene. I think the Tennessee Valley definitely has a sound. There's a sound that exists here. There's a sound that exists in Huntsville. And there's so many just awesome musicians here. And the more that I get out and the more that Will River Band plays in the area, you get to be exposed to a lot more of those people. So I think for, you know, our bigger concerts that we can, Panoply was an awesome experience for us. And, you know, they do like the indie stage and those things like that are really getting our newer artists out there. But I'd love to see some more diversity for our bigger stages. We want to be able to get a glimpse of everything that the Tennessee Valley has to offer in all different styles of music.
And I've asked you to bring a sample of a musician that's either you're enjoying or is an influence on what you're doing today. So tell us about the musician that you're going to share with our listeners tonight.
Well, Maggie Rogers, she kind of just popped up for me, and I heard her single Falling Water first, and then I kind of went back into a catalog. I love her voice. It's not super polished. It's really honest, and I love that about her. She seems really honest and genuine. I love her lyrics, and I also love that she does most of her own production, where like the beats and the keyboards and stuff like that, she's creating herself, and she's not having a lot of other people do that for us. And you know, and Will River Band, and Will River Online, we do everything ourselves fundamentally. We're working with a local record label, Baseline Records in town, but we produce all our own music. So whenever I see an artist doing that, and they're, you know, and she's, I feel like she's raising the bar creatively, and it's just great, and I'm inspired by her.
Thanks for joining us, Will and CJ. Will River Band playing concerts in the park along with Rocket City Latin Band. That's this coming Monday, beginning at 6:30 at Big Spring Park, right outside the Huntsville Museum of Art. We'll go out with Maggie Rogers. This is Falling Water, and we'll also hear a track from the new Will River CD called Falling. This is Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville.
soul was struck when you broke the cord, and still you search for something more to wake and dream. With a winged heart, run like a river flows, break down all those ramparts. Look me in the eyes, because we're falling deeper and deeper. We cannot disguise our calling, my sweet dreamer. Maybe we can catch them. We're not too far. Tiny universe inside your eyes, as we fall into this moment tonight. Look me in the eyes, we're falling deeper and deeper. We cannot disguise this call. Place your hands in mine, my darling. We're falling deeper and deeper. We cannot disguise this calling, my sweet dreamer. We're falling, look me in the eye.
Next on Valley Sounds, the WLRH Public Microphone recently paid a visit to the 14th annual Cigar Box Festival at Flying Monkey to talk with people about why and where they go see live music. Kathy Main files this audio postcard.
Hi, my name is Lee Yu. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. Here to see my girlfriend Sol from Huntsville. I've been to many different venues to go watch and hear live music. Nashville, for example. Different places in Atlanta, Eddie's Attic. There's also places in Athens, Georgia, at UGA, that are good for live music. For me, it's really about the atmosphere and also the venue. Most bands are pretty good in terms of playing and the music, but a lot of it's also the energy that they bring at the variety of the venues that they have. For me, I like to listen to a great variety of music, so as long as it sings to your heart, then that's all I really worry about.
My name is Eliah McCutcheon, and I'm from Huntsville, Alabama. Yes, I go hear live musicians in Nashville, in Birmingham, Atlanta, and also Huntsville. I think Huntsville definitely could do a better job at attracting bigger artists. It's probably very hard when you're competing with places around us like Nashville and Atlanta that are huge places that the biggest artists in the world go to. But I think getting those big names here will bring attention to Huntsville and bring attention to Huntsville artists that they could use the exposure.
My name is David Nuttall. I'm from Windsor, England, and I've been in Huntsville 21 years. I think the places I've been where music works well is where it's really integrated and planned in where it is, where it's located. I've seen some places here where the music isn't planned and it overspills into areas that doesn't necessarily complement the neighborhood, and you can get some complaints that way. Huntsville seems to have accidentally grown in that respect.
My name is Jackie Allenbeck. I live here in Huntsville, Alabama. The reason I do go to concerts is a lot for the artists, but the artists will take me different places. I'll travel to actually to see somebody that isn't coming close to Huntsville. This means even going to Asheville, North Carolina. This means going to Atlanta. I've been to New York City and Chicago just to see an artist that is specifically performing there. Places that I haven't actually been before. And a lot of the time what brings me there is the artist. But for the example of concerts close by, sometimes it's about the experience. It's really about the place that it's performing. Is it an outdoor concert? I might be less likely to go. But if it's an outdoor concert with a lot of energy and a lot of excitement and like maybe food trucks or events going on nearby, and good timing, you know, with the weather, it'll draw me there, and you know, I'll be a tourist for a day.
My name is Elise Roth, and I'm from Huntsville, Alabama. I love the classic music movement. I'm definitely going to the Von Braun Center for the Huntsville Symphony Orchestra, or the concerts outside at the Huntsville Art Museum, or the concerts at Low Mill. That's pretty much my scene.
My name is Brenna Bergell, and I have lived in Huntsville, Alabama for 11 years, and I consider myself a live music aficionado. I have been to live music in probably 15 different states. I have driven up to 5 hours in one day to see one show. I would really love to see Huntsville be able to compete on the live music scene. It's very difficult being between Nashville, Birmingham, and Atlanta. It's a hard pull to get music acts to spend an extra night in our town for a smaller turnout. But I think that there's a lot of room for growth. With that being said, my family goes to Nashville or Birmingham at least once a quarter to see a band that doesn't come to our town. And that's money that could remain in our town for our community.
My name is Danny Davis, and owner-operator of the Tangle String Studios in Huntsville. Well, for me, the music scene in Huntsville is richer and more intentional and in-depth than, you know, a lot of places you'll go. And I think the thing that could make it better is just more awareness and appreciation for these artists. There's creativity and the ability to really entertain with our local musicians that you don't see in a lot of places. And I would just hope for more venues and more opportunities for these guys to support themselves and continue doing what they're doing. There's a lot of great artists in the world, and we want to draw to Huntsville as many of those great artists as we can. Now, some artists are very popular, and you're not going to see them in a small setting, so a very nice, large venue is appropriate for them, but it has to be done well, and the most important thing is getting that artist talent to the audience conveyed faithfully through a great sound system with great sound people.
You're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, our weekly spotlight on original music being created and performed right here in the Tennessee Valley. I'm Ben Jobe from Spice Radio Huntsville. Coming up next, we'll be playing some tracks from local artists doing shows in the next couple weeks, as well as a sample of our interview with Oto Nano Trio, a touring act from Japan that's coming back to Coppertop on June the 16th. So stay tuned to Valley Sounds.
Invisible Fest is happening July 28th at Yellowhammer and Wish You Were Beer at Campus 805. There will be punk rock. There will be folk rock. There will be heavy metal. There will be hip hop. There will be saxophones. Kelly, Zach, Slater, and Lisa are going to be there. Maybe you should be there too. Invisible Fest is all ages. Invisible Fest is free, but registration is required. Get your tickets at WLRH.org.
Alan Little will be at Beauregard's Brunch at 11 a.m. tomorrow. And on Monday, Concerts in the Park starts up with Will River Band and the Rocket City Latin Band. Also Monday night, Tim Tucker with April Pendergrass at Sports Page at 9 p.m. and James Irvin at the Voodoo Lounge at 9:30 p.m. on Monday. On Tuesday the 12th, Josh and Judy Allison will be at the Cajun Steamer Bar and Grill at 6 p.m. and Odell Johnson Duo will be at Voodoo Lounge at 9:30 p.m. Wednesday the 13th, Microwave Dave is back at the Lumberyard, Dave Anderson is at the Voodoo Lounge, and Heart Society will be at Sidetracks at 7 p.m. Thursday the 14th, Robbie Eichmann will be at A.M. Booth's Lumberyard, and 4 Miles Gone will be at Furniture Factory at 6 p.m. Next Friday the 15th, the Beasley Brothers will be at the Lumberyard, Nappy Roots and Carl Thomas will be at Furniture Factory at 8 p.m., Redstone Avenue will be at Old Black Bear Brewing at 6 p.m., Sinmore Cops, Valbara, and Swiss Army Brat will be at Shag Nasty's Grubbery and Poorhouse at 9 p.m. That's all going on the 15th, next Friday. Next Saturday, the 16th, Seeds will be at Lone Goose Saloon. The Brickhouse Sports Cafe features Drew Richter. Atlanta Rhythm Section will be at Concerts at the Three Caves. Wish You Were Beer Campus 805 will feature Helene Brundage. And finally, Otonana Trio will be at Copper Top at 8 p.m. A big thanks to HuntsvilleMusic.com and Our Valley Events for providing a great listing of local shows and upcoming events. Up next on Valley Sounds, a segment of Spice Radio Huntsville's interview with Otonana Trio. Otonana is based out of Tokyo, Japan, and has been touring the U.S. for the last 4 years or so, and always drops by Huntsville to give its own take of funk to the Rocket City. We have some folks here from very far away, all the way from Japan, Tokyo to be exact, right? You guys
yes,
are from Tokyo?
Yes, we are from Tokyo, yes.
And it's the Otonana Trio.
Yes, when I say Oto, you say Nana. Otonana Trio.
Otonana. Yes. Has it always been three, or is it, did it start as just Otonana?
No, I mean, like, that was three, and that was Hikari just took a photo or something. That was always three, because I originally started as, like, you know, touring band.
Uh-huh.
When you tour, especially in the United States, wherever it is, mm-hmm. like it is. I felt like minimum number is three,
mm-hmm.
right? If you get like four or five people, you know, financially mm-hmm. it's very tough. So
definitely. Did you already know Hikari and Kazu?
No, I didn't.
From before,
I didn't.
You just told them that. Did you already tour and then you talked to them?
Yeah, maybe. I was doing this for a minute. Right. Uh-huh. I was doing this for a minute. I think I started around like 5 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. And I was gonna play like 100 times a year, mm-hmm. right? And we started around say like October or so, and by the time I think June or July hit, we only played like 50 times a year or something. So we had to do this like 50 day tour mm-hmm. to make my stay justified. And and then between the 50 day tour, like one guy just, you know, start get crazy, and I have to cut him. Another guy decided to go back to cave because he was a caveman, you
know?
and then I called Kazu because he probably like the best bass player I have seen in Japanese scene. So I called him, and you know, and I told him that this is what I must do, what I want to do. At that time, Kazu was actually playing with Hikari, and that's how we reformed. That was probably like 3 years ago or so, and we've been together since.
So are there any, like, some of your stuff sounds kind of funky. Is there any, like, American bands that you listened to growing up?
P-Funk?
Yeah, Parliament Funkadelic.
Yeah, we do usually listen to this, the particular album by Bootsy Collins.
Yeah.
Live in Japan, 1995.
All right.
That, I mean, like, that album is something. It's very, It's very funky, and because it's a live album, like, it sounds pretty, you know, so much energy inside mm-hmm. it. Otherwise, you know, we all had like favorite bands, such as, like, you know, I don't know, man, like I start with like 80s, and Sting was popular, just became popular, and Motley Crue was popular. That was like heavy metal was popular. Then guys like Red Hot Chili Peppers comes in and says, this is like other way or whatever. And notable bands would be like in Primus. He was so into Primus for a minute.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Kind of like 90s music, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
What about Hikari?
なんか昔好きなバンドとかってないかな。何年代でもいいんだけど。
Pantera?
Pantera, yeah.
I mean, like, like I said, she's a heavy metal.
All metal with
like twin pedals. So. Uh-huh. Pantera.
Well, thanks again, guys, for coming in, and we hope you'll come back.
Yeah,
come
we will. Thank you.
And have a great night from Odo Nana Trio. They're going to take us out with The Name You've Got. Goodbye. See you guys.
Bye.
To tell them what you got, show them who you are, tell them who you are, be proud of what you are. Make sure to walk your path, make sure to respect your past. Tell them who you are, be proud of what you are. It might have been you who think that was against who you are, but questions always there. Who is the world? No one has the world as friend. No one knows the thoughts of the world. All you know for sure is your own thoughts.
You got to tell them what you got, show them who you are, tell them who you are, be proud of what you are. Make sure to walk your path, make sure to respect your past. Tell them who you are, be proud of what you are. Of what to do, which way to go. All you gotta do is work harder and be a little better. Who you are, the way you got so rich now, the way you see incomparable. You just got to get as far as you can go.
You got to tell them what you got, show them who you are, tell them who you are, be proud of what you are. Make sure to walk in park, make sure to respect your past. Tell them who you are, proud of what you are. We want you to tell us you are me. We will say our name together. Now, let your pride be with you. Allow your love to stay. Look ahead to the future for the sacrifice needed. Trust the collective power for the transcendent hour.
You got to tell them what you got, show them who you are, tell them who you are, be proud of what you are. Make sure to walk your path, make sure to respect your past. Tell them who you are, be proud of what you are. You got to tell them what you got, show them who you are. Tell them who you are, be proud of what you are. Make sure to walk your path, make sure to respect your past. Tell them who you are, be proud of what you are.
Thanks for listening to Valley Sounds, a show dedicated to music created and performed here in the Tennessee Valley. I've been your host, JQ. Tune in for more local music, interviews, and special features every Saturday night at 9. Thanks to local podcasts, Spice Radio, and Know Huntsville for helping produce tonight's show. Find a podcast of tonight's episode at WLRH.org. Look under the Programs tab for Valley Sounds. We'd love for you to share a comment and submit your original music to the show. Contact us at WLRH.org or through the Facebook page for WLRH, Spice Radio, and Know Huntsville. This is your girl, JQ. Thanks for listening and have a great night.